it all began in Maryland in 1963, when a free postman began a plan to sell democracy. He began a walk to make a talk that people should be free. And he said he'd get to Ross Barnett in old Mississippi. All along the way, the folks did say, good luck, but do take care. For with all of us, there's some of us that freedom will not share. But he went his way, his heart to say what he felt duty bound. But he didn't know that some would show the sickness hate had found. Now in Alabama, that governor man stood in the schoolhouse door, vowing none would pass unless their class was his pure elite corps. Now we fought a war against this sore 100 years ago, and our highest court said you can't abort the law, let these people grow. From the earliest days of Moses, Christ and others did we learn, but we still let Hitler grow and others too the truth to burn. So this little man from Maryland, these truth deep in his heart, crossed the Bama line, was going fine, a diary he did chart. On the 23rd of April, he made notes as he walked. A traffic cop, he waved a greeting, met some men with whom I talked. The sheriff stopped me and asked to see the leaflets I had brought. And they all had doubts I could last out. They asked me if I ought. Well, that Tuesday night, these men proved right. His body was found dead. 60 miles northeast of Birmingham, 2 bullets in his head. Now we ask in shame who is to blame, the South, the North, or we? For it takes us all to heed the call of men who should be free. After 1,000 years, it still appears we haven't learned it all. For we do stand by while others die with death to freedom's call. Yes, we are our brother's keepers, be he colored, brown, or white. Or the yellow man, Polynesian tan, it's time these wrongs are right. Oh.